Hey everyone, it's Ayana.
And I'm Delilah,
and we're the non-corporate girls. Checking in for episode 16 this week.
Yes, just four more away from when we have our first guest, which I'm super excited about.
Yes. So, a lot is going on this week, and it's only Wednesday, right?
Which I feel like it's Thursday.
I do. She's been saying it's Thursday, like, for the past, like, 2 hours.
Right, it just felt that way.
I know. It's because we had such an eventful Monday. You had an eventful Tuesday. And now we're here.
Yes.
So on a positive note, shall we jump into Monday?
Yes. You want to start?
So Monday, we had a really great day because it was like the first day that me and Delilah like actually spent the whole day doing work for like our personal brand and non-corporate girl. And that was really exciting for us. It was, we kind of set the day up as what our, we would want our work day to look like.
Exactly. And it was just the fact that like, we were in the same room. It was very collaborative. So, like, ideas would come up or just anything. It's, like, different from when you text rather than when you're right there in the same room.
Right.
So, I thought that
And, like, for all, for a long time, though. Not, like, just, like, meeting up for 2 hours. Like, we actually spent the whole day.
Yep.
So, it was really fun. We had a great space to work out of, which was amazing.
It was fabulous.
I just want to give a shout out to my friend Holly for, like, hooking us up with her space.
Yes, thank you, Holly. And look at our Instagram. It was, like, a 360 view of, like, the entire city.
Yes.
It was, like, on the 51st floor.
It was dope as shit.
It was. And it was, like, just help your creativity. Like, when you're in a certain space, like, it really helps you.
We were
you.
So inspired, right? Mm-hmm. We were so inspired that we came up with a wonderful idea to kind of kick off non-corporate girls at the end of the summer.
Yes, we did.
So we can't give too many details away.
This is very preliminary, but it's super fleshed out of how we want it to be.
Yeah, so just like stay tuned on that because in August, mm-hmm. we're going to be coming to you live.
Yes, and we need you there. So like... We are going to tell you because you need to come.
Yeah, you got to be there. All right, so a hustle spirit. I think today, my day started off at like 6:30 when I get this.
Wait, I didn't even speak about my Tuesday I was like.
I'm sorry. My bad.
First of all, it was like because Ayana, the only thing that was missing from my Tuesday is Ayana also being there. So I was to like. Do a day pass. And
yes, we have to talk about the Tuesday.
Yeah.
So her office view on Tuesday was poolside.
Mm-hmm. I had Wi-Fi. I had my own, like, little nook on the scene and, like, with a plug next to me. It was just, like, I was literally doing work and people were jumping in the water.
Right.
But it was totally fine.
Like, your attire, swimsuit.
Yeah, swimsuit. And, like, I literally was productive. That mm-hmm. It was not like I was bullshitting. Like, I was really getting work done. It was just that my space was the outdoors. And anytime I'm around the sun or near water, like...
You just feel recharged.
Yeah, it was just good. It was just good. Like, my breaks, I would go in the water. And then I would come back and I would, like, just bust out more emails.
Who has this day?
And then I was Snapchatting it.
I'm staying at work.
And I was sending her videos.
I'm like, really?
Like, you're missing.
Said to be videos. I'm like, that's dope. Like, staying at work. Like, this is where I'm looking at. And she looking at the sun.
I was like,
and people in the pool.
This is the life I need to live. Like, yeah. So it's all about balance.
Yes. And between Monday and Delilah's Tuesday, we're like, this is what the ideal work day would be. You know, let's throw in some more meetings, obviously, mm-hmm. because if we don't make money, it don't make sense.
Right, right.
And we need to live. Mm-hmm. But, you know, just throw in a couple more meetings, maybe an event or two.
Yep.
Ideal.
Ideal.
Perfect.
Me and Ayana, like, literally, we know what the other person is about to say. We finish each other's sentences.
It's like we're kismic, right? That's how, like, yeah.
Is kismic?
I don't know.
Cosmic? Whoa, I don't know. I don't know what you're trying. I have no idea what she's trying to say. It could have been cosmic. I'm not sure. But we are...
In sync.
That was great. All right, moving on to hustle spirit. And Ayana got the Googles.
Okay, so I have some spirit. So this morning at 6:30, I'm running late.
I'm up.
Right. So 6:30 a.m. and I'm running late to work. That just gives you guys an incentive of like, this is my morning. And Delilah's up and I'm like, she sends me a text with an article. I'm like,
a must.
What is this?
A must
but
read.
I sit there and read it, which has made me later. But the article was so reflective of our life right now. What we're
like
going
mirrored.
Through.
Mirrored yes, my life.
So
I think
reflective.
Mirrored more mine than Ayana's. But
yeah.
It was just like we are on the same boat.
So
as this gentleman who spoke of, and mind you, the article is from a perspective of 1 year later.
Mm-hmm.
So he's speaking about previously.
Right.
Like, from last year and the story now where he is today, which
right.
is in a way better place. And it
Thank
was
God.
Very yes.
I'm
proud of him.
And
it gives
me hope. Like, if it wasn't then it's like what
if this ended well then.
Right. So the gentleman Mitchell C. Clark, is that his
mm-hmm.
name, right?
Or Michelle. It's spelled like M-I.
I know. Yeah. I don't know. But
he used to be Caribbean. I feel like he's Caribbean.
Probably. So, anyway, he... well, go ahead. Tell them about the article.
All right. So, basically, he was in a role that he
corporate
did...
Corporate America.
Corporate America. You're 9 to 5. He wasn't... He, like, liked his job.
Yeah.
But he just felt very stifled in it. And he liked giving back. It was just the... Like, you know, he liked what his role entailed. But he just felt the burnout.
Yeah.
And he said that he had remembered, and this is the biggest thing, I think, that it makes you even feel more depleted being in corporate America. The moment you feel that what you do doesn't matter or
yeah.
people don't value your work. And he went into a meeting with his boss, and his boss basically, like, he was doing the role. Oh, my God, this reminds me of me so much.
Yes.
Doing the role of three people.
Yeah.
And so he was, and
so
it was a sales position.
Obviously, he was underperforming, but it wasn't, like, his fault. Like,
exactly. Like, nothing he can, there was nothing he could do to fix
yeah.
the situation because it took manpower to do it. Because, like,
right.
let's say if there's three people making sales, that number won't easily equate to one person.
Right.
Unless if that's all you're doing.
Right,
You
right.
know what I'm saying? So, like, and he was doing his best. He was, you know, doing everything he could in his role, but it was not enough.
Yeah.
And so he said that was the moment when he knew he had to get up out of there.
Right.
And literally, the way that meeting ended was him putting in his 2-week resignation
right.
in that job.
But before that, he knew that he wanted to leave. Like, he knew that he wanted to... he had really been working on side stuff, like
mm-hmm.
building himself up.
Right, his
for,
brand,
like, a brand
and social.
His coaching or whatever he
yes,
was doing.
Yes.
And he wanted... You know, he was kind of, like, not sure what to do with that yet. But then he... What you... Like you said, he felt stifled. He felt like he wasn't producing his best work.
Undervalued.
He was getting undervalued. So then he was like, all right. So then uh-huh. he went into the office like, I need to put in my 2 weeks.
Right.
And he was nervous about it, but he did it.
But he did do it. And I feel like he did want to do it. He was working on his side things. But like most people who are in corporate and are trying to take that leap, is like the most scariest thing because
oh,
you're
course.
Leaving this, you know, we always say it. You're leaving the stability,
security.
Freaking health insurance, which
health
is so
insurance,
sad. Like,
which is so important.
Health insurance will really make you stay at a job. Depending
Hello.
Like, yeah, and I feel like I'm grateful that I'm overall a healthy person.
Yeah.
But there's
but
so many
can
people.
Happen.
I mean, anything can happen, but if you already have an ailment,
yeah.
it's like you need your health insurance.
Then what
you have
do
to be
do?
Yeah. But for him, he was just like, trying to give himself a time to have a plan before he left, but once she made him feel that way
mm-hmm.
and like just came at him,
he was like, I
he was like nah,
this.
I'm off this.
Yeah.
And he did it with no real like plan, like as
right.
far as like, how am I gonna
sustain,
bring the income? Like, yes, I know I have these skills, but like, how I'm gonna turn them into money making situations.
Yeah.
And he ended up like having to move in with his parents. And you know, parents, as like, it seems like he's first generation.
Yeah.
His parents seem like they may have some, like,
middle formal... Class.
Yeah, they seem like middle class, working class, whatever people.
Yeah.
And they, you know, they still come from a point of, like,
you need a stable job.
Yeah, you need a stable job. You can't be
like, what's
running rampant.
Entrepreneur life about? How do you, like, how does the end justify the means here?
Mm-hmm. And so it was like, they weren't really trying to knock him down, but they was like, be realistic. And I guess this conversation maybe came a little, like, let's say 4 months after
mm-hmm.
things were not working out. He was still unemployed, and now, like,
mm-hmm.
he can't really...
And then the conversation that really hit home for you was the conversation that his friend had with him.
Yes.
And that conversation was basically...
You need friends like this.
Yeah. You do need friends like this. But the reality is, honesty and truth sucks sometimes.
Oh, and he said that in the article.
Like, it just sucks because his, so basically his friend, you know, he was complaining to his friend, not complaining, but venting to his friend about, God, like, I'm doing this, I'm doing that, you know, because he had his coaching and he's trying to do this, but he's not getting, retaining clients the way he want and all this stuff. And his friend basically was like, you know, there's a possibility that you're not cut out to be an entrepreneur, you know, and that's like a sad, hard truth. Like, everyone is not cut out to be an entrepreneur.
And we're going to get into like,
we're going to get into that. But
also what she said that I thought was like, oh, wow, was, you know, if it's been this long,
yes,
you should already be making money. Like, if you have these certain things.
Yeah, she was like three to five months or 3 to 4 months. Like, if you don't have any income coming in now, like, you need to really shift and figure out what's going on.
You need to reassess, because if you're going to be an entrepreneur, like, you need to know where the income is coming from. Are you going to do, like, these consistent freelance gigs? Do you have something that's going to help bring in income because it's a service you provide or something you're selling? But you're going to have to, like... So now that job that you said was three people that you were doing, now you're doing, like, maybe the work of seven people, because now you're your own marketer, you're your own seller, you're your, like, you know.
Your own social, your own press.
Your own everything. And the moment you slip or, like, you want to take a five-minute break, that's 5 minutes worth of potential opportunities.
And what really, I think what was really, so this is where we just set up his story, right? This was his story. What really impacted him and what hit, or what really hit home, was what his friend said, because it stayed with him for a couple of days. And, you know, I'm glad that I'm sure he, because we all have doubts being an entrepreneur. Like, is entrepreneurial life for me? And some of us go back to corporate America. We, like, you know, we teeter. But for him, it was more like, okay, so I need to reassess what I'm not doing, what's not working.
You know what's huge about this article, too? The turning point. Like, I wish if there was an audience here, I would ask, like, what do you think changed in this situation? What do you think he did to make money? And, like, the turning point was his mindset.
Yes.
Like, that was the turning point of the article. He changed his mind. Like, he started to believe.
He had to shift.
And that sounds so basic when you say it out loud.
But it's not.
But it's hard.
It's everything that you have, you put out, you get back, right? So he's putting out that me leaving is hard. You know, this is hard. Everything is hard about it.
Yeah.
Like, maybe I shouldn't have did this. All the negativity that he's feeling with himself and what he's producing.
He's super insecure.
Yeah,
all that.
Like, he wasn't standing in his vision.
No, he wasn't. Mm-hmm. Oh, I like that. That's a one-liner.
He wasn't standing in his vision.
But it was just so crazy, because you would think it was like this huge deal of like...
Like, he got a contract.
Right. Because he ended up having a position. Oh, because we didn't mention that. When he did leave, he had something set up, but it fell through.
Right. So, and that's like a freelance contract situation.
But at least it was going to be consistent income for a period of time while, like, you still working this this freelance, you still trying to get other jobs. But then that fell through, and so it's like, you need to, being an entrepreneur, you need to not get comfortable relying on anything, because you got to realize that it could just end at any moment.
Agreed. But he shifted his mindset. Mm-hmm. And how did he shift his mindset? He went out and bought a whiteboard and put up, like, an affirmation that he could relate to.
Still, to this day.
That he read every morning and every night. And every time he felt like a shift, like, every time he felt like he wasn't, like, you know, producing his best self in what he was doing, he read that quote. And it just kind of was a game changer for him.
Yep, which brings us to, like, I want a vision board. I was supposed to do that, like, for this year.
Right.
That's how other people
of course
do it. Like, vision board, put it up, and it's something they see. They know they want to attain that.
Yeah.
So whatever works for you, but it needs to be something that's constant, that you see every day, and it's a reminder, because every day is not going to be easy.
And it was hard for him. But that article was so, like, inspiring, because... Mm-hmm. You know, that's kind of where we're at right now. This is, like, real time. Like, this is where we're at in our lives.
And the theme for this episode is sharing our gifts.
Yes.
And allowing people to share their gifts with you. And why we say that is because his friend was the one who, like...
She was an entrepreneur. She was a really successful entrepreneur at that point. Yeah.
Doing her thing. Yeah. Like, he looked up to her.
He did. He was, like, kind of like a mentor. Like, she really, like... was giving him good advice, you know. So she had to be honest and give him the truth about it, because the entrepreneurial life is not for everyone.
Right.
You know
what
I mean?
And from this, when we were discussing, like, what to speak about in this episode and everything, Ayana was like, I love the fact that we constantly sharing things with one another. Mm-hmm. And, like, whether it's a class you need to take, whether it's an article you need to read, like, there's, in this industry, things are always ever changing. And, I mean, in anything that you do, it doesn't even have to be something creative. Like, you should be abreast of what the industry is shifting to, what do the next 5 years look like. Like, I remember in the event that we went to at the MIM Connect, like, some of these jobs that are today, like, social media was not a career. Like, now there's a degree or, like, certain certifications you could take for social media.
Which
and
is
one
insane.
Of the so imagine 5 years from now, it may evolve to something extinct, or evolve to something
totally
else.
Different. Yeah. It's crazy.
So it's like you constantly have to be teaching yourself and learning and staying, like, marketable so that when the cuts happen, you're not one of them.
Right. And it's like really putting yourself in a place to leverage yourself, right? Like, how can you, like, you being staying up to date on things and making sure that we're learning and continuing to expand our skills and what all the stuff that we're doing, that's only going to help us for our next project, our next job, everything. You know, we want to make sure that we're always going to be marketable and we're always going to be someone that people need.
Right, do the same in anything that you're pursuing.
And, like, and what's really cool about it is that, like, you know, like, I don't know about you guys, but I have friends, and, you know, we're always sharing things, whatever, but I was pointing it out to Delilah, because Delilah's, like, one of my friends that's like me. Like, we're constantly oversharing.
Yeah.
We're always, like, if there's something to be tagged in, a video, a class, an event, everything, like, it's like, we need to be here, we need to go to this, we need to do that, and it's just, like, we're constantly, like, just building ourselves up in a way, you know, like our portfolio.
And building up other people, which that's about to come to a real absolute close. Because out here giving advice for free and just giving people all your ideas, like, I get it now.
Yeah.
Like, this is intellectual property, and this is basically the degree that I've earned, that I paid $45,000, that I'm in mad debt for.
Yeah.
And I'm just out here
giving it away.
Nah.
And it's about, I mean, it goes back to knowing your worth, right? And which we've talked about lots of times. And it's just sometimes, especially when it comes to close people, like family and friends, or people who, like, are in your circle that ask for advice, sometimes you're like, I'll just give you advice, I'll just tell you this. But when you really start sitting there figuring out how much people you just tell things to and give advice to, that adds up. That's coins that could be in our pocket.
Right, because who knows how they're implementing it, what that idea is.
Right, and then they run with it, and you like, I told you to do that.
Right, and they're not coming back and putting those dollars in your pocket after things take off. So it's just like having that balance and being able to be okay with charging. Like, friendship matters, but like business is business. And if that friend is your friend, they're gonna understand that. They're gonna respect it.
It's true. It's a blurry line, but we're still navigating through it. I mean, obviously we're gonna get quicker navigating through it, because at this point we've definitely transitioned into something totally different, where we're like full on entrepreneurs, and we really have to get these coins.
Yeah, like, it's just, there's no other way to go about it.
But speaking of, so that was our first article that we really liked. But then thinking about that article, there was another article that we read from our favorite brand site, or whatever you want to call them, Levo. So Levo, there was an article about how do you know that your side gig is compromising your corporate job, and when, like, should you leave? Once again, this is just our lives. This is this guy's life, and this is what we're going through.
And I'm sure many people listening, and even if it's not you, someone you know.
Everyone. I mean, because at the end of the day, things have shifted, right? And everyone's just trying to figure out, do I get more value and do I get more happiness out of making someone else's dream come true? Mm-hmm. Or do I get more value and happiness making my own dream come true?
Which brings up, like, is entrepreneurship
for you. Yeah. So it's just, so that article is really interesting too, because it really gave signs, like, if you're at your corporate job and you're working on your side hustle stuff, like via email and stuff, then obviously you know something's wrong, because you should be, you know, the rule of thumb is that if you're at your corporate job, you should be focused and present at your corporate job. Mm-hmm. However, we've all done it, people who are entrepreneurs, where we're constantly balancing both in that corporate workspace,
right?
And that's like, you shouldn't really be doing that, because then you're not here.
Mm-hmm.
So that was one of the things. And then the other thing was, if you check out, like you just don't care, like in a meeting, or like you're just not
involved,
you come in late because you just don't care, you know. Mm-hmm. I mean, all of these are signs. And then it's like, then it's like, okay, well, do you continue with your side gig? But then the other thing is, a lot of people who have corporate jobs and they go into side gigs, this is where the whole are you fit to be an entrepreneur comes up, because, you know, once you start turning your passion into like a business, then you realize that it's really actually work, right? Mm-hmm. Like, it's no longer a passion. Like, yeah, I like to sit here and knit shit, but once you got a couple of accounts
that now, like, they need like thousands of knits, you like, whoa.
I don't know why I came up with that example. I don't know either.
But that they would wait a minute, there was an organization that was doing these little, like, they were doing like these little kitty hats for the Women's March.
Ooh.
It was some organization out of Brooklyn. This is a real story. They made like these knitted hats, and they had like little kitten ears, and it was to make a statement. Look it up, guys. It's just a funny example, but this really, Ayana's dying, laughing.
What?
But yes, it was just like, it was supposed to be like pussy something or whatever, like the pussy. I'm so serious. Oh my God, I can't
take it. Okay.
But yeah, that one left.
So, okay, so yeah, so basically, we really could relate to these articles.
And to wrap that up, because she forgot even where she ended, was to say, like, once you see your business popping off, like the demands are there,
yeah,
and you know there's a need for you to fulfill these demands,
you gotta make some decisions. You gotta make some hard decisions.
Drop everything you're doing. Just walk out.
Drops mic. Okay. So, all right. Well, yeah, so that's what that is. So, off the record.
So, for off the record, first of all, like, I cannot, like, the internet always wins time and time again. So, Nicki Minaj is such a bird sometimes. I love her, though, but she could be such a bird.
Yeah,
and she put this Instagram post about, this is how a real bitch walks out of a place or whatever. Like, she was walking into her plane to be taken somewhere, and she was, like, on her way to Prague or Prague. I forgot.
Prague.
Yeah, Prague. She was like, y'all probably don't even know how to spell Prague. So the internet went and ran with it. So some people was like, this is how you walk out the EBT office. This is how you walk out of here when you're about to graduate. Like, you know, Instagram ran with it.
Of course.
So it was just, like, so funny. And she looked corny. She was corny for what she did. Like, I thought it was corny. I was like, oh, come on, Nicki Minaj. But, yeah, the internet won with that one. I just thought it was so funny.
So, Nicki Minaj 0, internet 1.
Yeah, basically. As usual.
Okay. In other news.
Oh, wait, the NBA Finals.
Oh, okay.
I forgot about that.
And Kim K.
Yeah. But the NBA Finals. I want to bet, so I'm like, hi, I bet
$20. Tell us about your bet.
I just bet $20 that Golden State was going to win, because this Cavs fan that's so passionate, he just was feeling like they was really going to win. And he was like, you know, last year they won, they came back from their 3-0 lead or whatever. Cavs was down 3 games, and they came back and they won. And this year, it was not quite the same. And we spanked their ass. I'm not even a GS fan. I'm just not a LeBron fan, because he'd be getting me pissed. But I'm still a Knicks fan. But until they can get to a place that I could be proud of, I will live vicariously through Golden State. And I'm just a Kevin Durant fan, and he got a ring. So, you know, I have to give him
exciting.
A shout out.
Yeah.
And give him my $20.
Yo.
Yep, it's real.
She won her $20. So somebody give her $20.
So that's that. And then, yes, Kim Kardashian is over here being inspired by Kylie.
Yo, when you said that, so Delilah goes, so Kim K started the makeup line. And I was
Well, because Ayana threw shade first. She was like, why is she coming out with a makeup line? I'm like,
And she was, to the line that goes, I guess she was inspired by Kylie. And it took me a minute because I also don't really care about Kylie. And I was like, oh yeah, like a sister.
Her makeup line is booming though. Like,
no, it is booming.
And
but
she had like a collection by Coco, which was like Chloe's like take on some colors and whatever.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just like, once they see something is working, they just...
I mean, they're money machines, right?
They really are. Oh my god,
that's crazy.
And she's gonna start with a contour palette,
of course.
Shocking or not?
Or not?
Yeah, no. Nah. So yeah, that's coming out soon.
I mean, you know, she gotta start with what she's good at. So.
Mm-hmm. So I think, I mean, I'm a makeup fanatic, so I'm probably gonna look into. I still haven't bought anything in Kylie's because it's just so expensive. It's not.
Well, do we know the price point for Kim's? Not yet.
No,
they haven't released
she
hasn't, it yet. It comes out like what, June 23rd or 16th or something
like that. Uh-huh. It's like the rest of this month or so. That's that. Who else? What else was off the record that I had mentioned?
That was it.
It was just those three things.
It was just
you
those
sure?
Three things. I'm positive.
Hmm. Oh no! Wait, I did have some other things to share. I know it.
She didn't mention it to me, y'all.
No, because this was new. Like on my way here to meet with Yanni, I was like, given the time out in New York.
Oh, yes.
So there are some, like, events coming up. You know, we're always looking, now that the weather is finally breaking and the sun is, like, showing out.
Mm-hmm. It's actually summer.
Yes, there's some things that y'all could do. Like, one of them is, in Central Park, there's the Philharmonic performs. Where can I find? Oh, okay, yeah. So the New York Philharmonic concerts in the park. They're in Prospect Park, 9th Street in Brooklyn. You could check out prospectpark.org. Another thing that I thought was cool is a donut. I'm at that right.
I don't care.
I don't even like sweets, but I just think this is something cool to share. Why can't I find the page? I know this is going to happen. All right, so wait. First, there's a tacos and tequila.
Now that tacos, I can hit that one.
And it's in 39th Street Salvation Taco. You could go to timeout.com/New York events. And this is not a plug for freaking timeout.
Not a plug.
This is just me looking out for y'all. You got things to do.
Yeah, this is just her looking for events, and she want to share.
Yeah, I just wanted to share it because I was like, you know what? Sometimes
we need to know what's going on.
Oh, yes. So, Zona Fest is at the Marquee. The tickets are $29. VIP early entry is $32. And if you go to timeout.com/New York events, that one is there, too. So, I just wanted to share with it because, like, oh, also, Curl Fest. Whoever's going to Curl Fest.
It's June 15th, right?
July 15th.
July 15th, that's what I
mean. And early bird tickets went
today. $15 because my sister hit me. I was just like, are y'all going?
They're actually $20. And on Friday, because Curl Fest is free. Yeah, but if you get the early bird, you're guaranteed a gift bag.
Yeah.
And then on Friday, you're just guaranteed, like, first come, first serve.
Yeah, I got a gift bag last year.
I didn't go last year, but I went to the first one, and it was amazing. It's, like, every curly girl's dream.
I know. Last year was really good. I can't go this year because I have an event, but it was really good. It was fun.
I'm definitely going to be there. So, yeah, let's link up all on the Curly Girls fans, whoever's out there.
And the curly girl.
I mean, it's open to even guys, so you don't have to be a curly girl. You can be in support of the movement of curly girls. You know, I don't know how to act because I've, you know, recently embraced my curliness.
Yes, and it looks so good.
And it's been going so well. Like, I haven't had the urge to want to blow my hair.
Good.
Yeah, and especially now that it's getting hot, like, that's a dope.
I mean, yeah, in the summertime, curly is where it's at anyway, right? For you curly girls.
So, on to the next.
Hashtag obsessed with.
Ooh, this one is fun. I'm surprised we waited this long to mention her, because I've been obsessed with her.
We haven't mentioned anyone from the show, actually.
Speaking of which, is Orange is the New Black.
Orange is the New Black. For all my Orange is the New Black people, have y'all been watching? I just started, so, like, don't nobody tell me what's going on. But
yeah, don't spoil it. I'm going to try to catch up maybe, like, Friday or this weekend.
Yeah.
So, our obsessed with is the Miss Latina, Dasha Polanco.
Yes.
So funny. Like, I follow her on Snapchat. I follow her on Instagram. Her Snapchat is hilarious. She is a freaking clown.
And she's so nice. So I had the pleasure of meeting Dasha.
I didn't know this.
Yeah, I was at an event last year, actually. Michael Strahan for JCPenney event. And she was there. She was so cool. And I was like, oh, my God, Dasha, you have to take a picture with me. And she was just like, of course. And she was so nice. Like, you don't know me, but.
Right. So when I first, like, heard her publicly, like, kind of speaking, because I love her from the show, I know, like, she's a lot, like, she just seems like such an around the way girl.
She's definitely
mad down to earth. And she had an interview with the Breakfast Club. This was probably like last year.
Oh, okay.
Like, this was before, because I think now she's on another press run because the new season is out.
Got it.
So when she spoke about herself the first time, it was like she has so many insecurities growing up, and she kind of touched upon that again, because people think, like, her being in a very popular show, that everything is just easy peasy. Like, she still has, like, certain things that she struggles with.
Like, she's
still
human.
Super human. Like, and doesn't, like, detach herself from the human
self.
You
gotta work through them.
Yeah, she's just so dope. So she was just speaking about, like, you know, how she felt she wasn't beautiful. Mm-hmm. And also, like, not being put into a certain box with, like, roles. Like, you know, always being the spicy Latina, always being the ratchet, whatever. Like, she wants to be open to other kinds of roles, but she's loved her experience on Orange is the New Black.
Right.
And so she now, bringing it up to date, she was on Ebro in the AM.
Yes.
And it was hilarious. Like, it was hilarious and also serious. She spoke on, like, mental health. She spoke about, like,
insecurities again.
And insecurities and prison culture. And then, like, they did a skit of, like, a novela, and you know, Ebro don't know how to speak Spanish, know how to speak Spanish, but like they just like impromptu. Yeah. It was funny, and she's just like so dope, like all
and
around.
And she was really honest, so that was like cool because like you know people think like oh you have like fame and like you said
and so
like,
life just becomes like, this like awesome
like,
thing.
Like money all of a sudden makes you not insecure anymore because you can put on like whatever clothes whatever. She's just like no like these she was basically saying on the interview that it's a constant like work in progress. Like she has to constantly remind herself, you know, to put your best foot forward and like have like be strong and know that you matter and like you're beautiful and everything and
she's a mom, so you know, like, you know, sometimes you as a mom having certain insecurities, you don't want to put those on your
children.
And she has daughters. She has two daughters, I believe, if I'm correct.
Mm-hmm.
And so like that's something that you have to check yourself as a mom because you don't want to.
Yeah. And it's hard though because it's like if you're dealing with your own shit, like
reason 9,523, I'd be like, I don't know if I
want to
be a mom.
Like 9,523.
I'm mad that you remember the number that. Yeah, like it just be crazy.
Because
I'd be just thinking about like having to like worry about myself, and I don't got that all the way together. So like,
yeah,
it's a progress. But I'm just saying, like, now that I had another human,
it's a process.
Like, it's a process. I said it's a progress. I think
it's both. We work in progress, and it's a process. So it all makes sense.
And just Dasha is just like so cool.
She's super cool, and like I said, I'm so happy to like meet her.
And so we want to know, like, if she has anything else coming up, because I know Orange is the New Black.
Yeah, so we were doing some looking, and we couldn't find anything else, like, any new project she's working on. So if you guys know something, let us know, because, you know, we're always down to support. We know that she has a lot of incredible things she's going to be doing, so just let us know.
Yeah, I see, like, great things for her, because she's a super dope.
She's dope.
Role model, and I feel like she was doing something, some type of campaign, now that now that I'm thinking about it, I'm not sure for what brand, but I know everything that she usually is a part of has to do with, like, body positivity, Latina empowerment, like, she very much, like, stays in that voice and owns it.
Just like Danny B. We need to make her a hashtag obsessed with, too.
Mental note.
Okay, so, we love Dasha. So, now we gotta wrap it up. Oh my God. Yeah. That like kind of flew by a little bit.
It did. Always flies by.
I know, when you're having fun, right? You know, guys, we try to keep our podcast under 45 minutes unless we have a lot to say because, you know, we know people have, like, ADD. We want to make sure you guys are retaining what we're saying.
And I think about the way I take in podcasts. And, I mean, like, there's certain ones because I've been listening to. Yeah, like, I've been listening full on through to Joe Budden podcast. But I'm also a fan of Drink Champs. And some of the episodes be 2 hours and a half. And I'm like, oh,
sometimes you just gotta, like, you can't listen to everything.
Yeah. No. But everything that we say, I feel like you need to listen to.
You know, we not biased or nothing. So let's talk about it. Our question today
is for Andrea from, I think she, the Bronx.
Andrea Bronx. Hey, girl. So Andrea asked, how do you know?
You gave the look like, do you want me to say it?
Andrea asked, how do you know if you're ready to be an entrepreneur?
Mm-hmm. Or is entrepreneurship
Is entrepreneurship for you? How do you know if entrepreneurship is for you?
Yes, that was the question. And we was like, well, that is a really good question.
And kind of what we've been talking about for the past 16 episodes. Mm-hmm. But, yeah, so.
I think you have to be realistic and be honest. Mm-hmm. And if you can, because sometimes it's not always the case, because if it's your choice to depart from a situation, then you have better planning. But if it's abruptly happening, like, you know, you got let off or you got fired, like, there's not that much time for you to plan. But if it is that you can plan, I think you should really have an exit strategy.
Yeah.
About what does entrepreneurship look like for you?
Yeah.
What are those, like, what does it entail? Where the money's gonna come from? How much money do you have allotted for, like, has a cushion to cover certain things? Because life is going to be life-in.
Oh, my God. Life is going to be life-in. Life is going to be life-in.
It's not going on
pause. People are
going
to be people-in. And
the world is going to keep whirling.
Yes. So true. So what do you do when that happens, you know? So, yeah, I agree. I mean, it's hard, and we say this because we're, like, literally in the situation right now. Like, not questioning if entrepreneurship is for us. Obviously, we know what it is. We're doing it. But just, like, you know, thinking about exit strategies and did we plan accordingly?
Right.
Are we planning accordingly?
And constantly shifting, like, knowing when to shift. Like, you, I've said this in many episodes, like, you cannot marry your, like, get married to an idea.
Yeah.
And not be willing to change it if things are not coming from it. Like, mm-hmm. if you're not seeing results within a certain time period, like, something is moving, because it's like, you know.
Yeah, you gotta change. Like, just going back to the article today, like, if 3 months or 4 months have passed and no money is coming in from what your project, your passion
and all
is,
your energy is going
and
into,
what you're doing, we need to start reevaluating what is going on. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean?
It's either something you're doing or something you're not doing.
Yes.
Something that could be done better.
Yes.
Aligning yourself with certain situations and people.
And your attitude about
it. Because
we all know positivity brings positivity.
Mm-hmm. And working smart. Because
no one wants to work harder. Like, life is too short to be working harder. You know, mm-hmm. work smarter. Like, we're all smart people. And if you decide to be an entrepreneur, you must have a passion. You must have something going on where you're like, I can do this better or whatever. So you're smart.
Like, you have to not think about it as a hobby and think of it for longevity.
It's a business.
It's like, is it really going to grow? Are you going to be able to add employees?
Like, how are you scaling?
Mm-hmm. How are you scaling? And also, like, what... I missed my thought. It had to do with scaling.
I hate when that happens.
Whatever. But, yeah, you have to just be realistic. What was I going to say? I hate when that happens.
Oh, God. Okay. Yeah. So, Andrea, I hope that answers your question.
Yeah. And it's not like a one answer.
It's not a one answer.
Because all of us are in a different phase in our entrepreneurship journey.
Yes.
So, it's like you need to...
You got to figure out where you are and then what you need to do to move forward.
Oh, I remember what I was going to say.
Great.
It had to do with, like, what skills you need to know.
Mm.
Because, you know, there's certain things that I notice I have access to when I'm in a certain role. Like, Cision, for example.
Right.
That shit is $4,000.
And you see, I stay trying to, like,
can you
somebody's buddy.
Hello, I give you all the contacts in Cision. But I'm just saying, like, once you're on your own, you're not going to have that resource.
Nope.
So you need to like, really think about the resources that you do have access to, how you're going to supplement them once you're on your own.
That was a super good point, because Cision's a bitch. And
that's just one thing.
I stay trying to figure out someone who has Cision.
Well, you better keep those meter lists updated.
Right. And then, you know, just, like, Yeah, so just understanding like where you fall, and especially if you're thinking about if entrepreneurship is for you. So I'm assuming you have a passion or you're working on something already, or you have an idea, whatever. You know,
don't force it.
Yeah, like it kind of has to go naturally in a way. And then also like if you are in a corporate role and you do have this passion, you need to really like think about what the goal is for that company, because is this something that you think could even turn into a business? Like, is this something you
like? Is it really fulfilling something or solving an issue?
Or is it just a hobby? Mm-hmm. Is it just a passion? Like, you know, like, you just really have to ask yourself hard questions.
Yeah.
So, you got to ask yourself some questions, Andrea.
I think speak to people that are
already entrepreneurs.
Entrepreneurs or something similar in what you're doing, mm-hmm. and see what. You know, because even if you follow every step they gave you, it wouldn't turn out the same.
It's not going to
turn out
the same.
Because everybody has different trajectories. Like, the journeys are just different. Who you bump into, who I know. So, like, we could be going on the same, like, supposed race, but our outcomes are going to be different because the skills we have are different. And that's why we say that having, believing yourself matters, because your best like prized possession is yourself, because mm-hmm. there's nobody that does it like you. There's not another you.
Mm-hmm. So you're the only one that can advocate for you. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. And you kind of have to buy people into your vision, your goal, you know? So if you can sell yourself that way and build, and people can see your passion, then they want to buy into what you're selling them.
I.e. listen to the episode, Building a Team. We touched on that.
Yes. Go back. Listen.
And we're going to end this one right here.
All right, bye guys.
Later.